Me, Greta B is with me, and Woody is here as he will be starting the Sunday Morning Jazz Show in just a few moments. But in the meantime, we're gonna talk at you a little more and tell you a little more about the fun drive.
Greta just whispered in my ear, and I like that, by the way, an anonymous donor just donated $100.
Sweet!
So we got very close. We got very close.
Thank
to that
you, anonymous donor. So, we were very, very close. We still have 4 minutes. That means $55 in the next 4 minutes to get us to a starting at $9,000 at 9 o'clock. $55.
It's good to have
four
goals.
Minutes.
It's good to have
like
goals.
Three minutes.
Yes, come
we can,
on.
We can do it. Somebody can do it. You can come into the studio, 1621 West Broad Street. You can donate online at wrir.org. You still get all the premiums that you would get if you came in and did it in person or if you called in. You can call in as well, 804-649-9737 is the studio number, which I keep giving, but the office number lines are now open, and that is 804-622-9747. That's 804-622-9747.
And get ready for something in the next 2 hours, completely different. And I'm looking forward to it because since I'm going to be here another 2 hours, and one of the great things for our listeners is that it is such diverse programming. I mean, all day long, you're going to have a 4 hour jazz block coming up. And then there's Mellow Madness, and then there's either the other black music or world music. And I mean, the programming on Sunday is fantastic. It's diverse. It's as diverse as the people that volunteer here, the 100-plus volunteers that are on the air, the close to 200 or 300 people that volunteer behind the scenes. It's a diverse group of people, and there's no better place to kind of catch that, you know, what everybody brings to it than in the music that you're going to hear on a Sunday. It's all handpicked by people that are experts in their genres, people that listen to lots of music, and so that when they bring it to the station and play it, you know you're getting the finest tracks all day long. So it's going to be a fun day. If you're just turning on the radio now, keep it tuned here all day long. Listen to lots of different music. Hear the different volunteers and what they've chosen for today. There's no playlist here. There's no top 40.
We play what we want you to hear.
Yes, absolutely, and that is so very cool. There's no during the hour you don't have to play anything from a certain shelf, and I just think that's very cool.
And you know, one thing I want you to hear is a little bit of information about our Monster Masquerade, which is coming up this Friday, the 25th. So we've got some information about that, and then we'll have the Rainbow Minute. The Rainbow Minute, which is locally produced and nationally syndicated. And we'll have that, and then it will be time for the Sunday Morning Jazz Show. Woody is here in the studio. He's waiting. He's waiting patiently. He's ready to boot me out of the studio because he wants to be on the air. So I will give you that information.
And he's wearing the last fun drive.
He's wearing the one from the last fun drive.
Nice.
We've got it all covered here at WRIR. So, yes, once again, you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
How does one celebrate Halloween before the 31st? With WRIR's 6th Annual Monster Masquerade on October 25th at the Camel, of course. With ghoulish delight, we present to you the amazing sounds of Those Manic Seas, Mirror Kisses, Six Track Amateur, as well as the one and only Shangri Lords. And that's not even it. WRIR DJs Melissa and Cece will keep you dancing between bands while you prepare yourself for our best costume and mask contest. For a $5 to $10 donation, you get all of this and more. October 25th, The Camel, WRIR's 6th Annual Monster Masquerade. You won't want to miss this.
A Kiss from Shatterstar, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. Gay comic characters have recently sparked comic book sales. Archie Comics' Kevin Keller stepped out at Riverdale High, and North Star married his boyfriend in Central Park. But they weren't the first comic characters to come out of the closet. Take mutant superhero Shadow Star, the asexual time traveler and dimension hopper. He rocked the superhero world in a good way. In X-Factor number 45, released August 2009, Shatterstar gained romantic ability due to prolonged exposure to Earth and passionately kissed his male friend Richter. But one of Shatterstar's creators, Rob Liefeld, says the superhero is a warrior, a Spartan, and not a gay one, and wishes he could undo the gay. At least we've had gay warriors in the real world, like Alexander the Great. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Sarah Prescott.
Okay, at 9:01, you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond. The Sunday Morning Jazz Show with Woody and Ahmad is on his way.
A kiss.
Thank you. And the soundtrack for tonight will be jazz, I
notice. Oh, I love jazz.
You love jazz?
Yes.
Name three key jazz musicians.
Miles Davis.
Number one, yep.
Lance Armstrong.
The trumpet player, Lance Armstrong?
Yes.
Okay. And number three?
The Loneliest Monk.
The Loneliest Monk?
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've heard of a guy called Thelonious Monk. You're not thinking of him.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's what you said.
Yeah, yeah. He's great.
No, sure, mm-hmm. sure.
He's great.
You clearly are a jazz aficionado. My apologies.
I am.
Thank you.
All right, that was Thelonious Monk doing Brilliant Corners from the album of the same name. And we opened up with Bayard Lancaster doing Over the Rainbow. And you're listening to the Sunday Morning Jazz Show with Woody and Ahmad.
All right. Hey, Haberdasher here, and I'm mic managing again this part of the morning. So it's a 7 to 11 shift. And all of our volunteers, in addition to doing the things that they do around the station, everybody chips in and has a role to play during the fun drive as well. And I love mic managing because you get to know some of the DJs better than you might have gotten to know them just bumping into them around the station or around town. One of the cool things about the fun drive is the premiums that you get. And we've already talked about the T-shirt at the $50 level. We've talked about the new WRIR Live at the $100 level. And at the $200 level this year, there's a secret stash. So each genre here has a music director. So Mr. Jazz is the jazz music director. Greta's the loud music director. Anna Creech does rock. Bill Lupoletti does the world. And so this year, at the $200 level, everybody gets a super stash, a little package of CDs that have been hand-selected by the music directors to be a premium for donating. And that's really cool. So if you're interested in donating at that level, you get it's cumulative too. So you compounds. You get the T-shirt, you get the live download, and you also get the super stash of CDs handpicked by the team of music directors here that review the records, have relationships with the record labels so that we get great music to play here. They keep the shelves organized so that when DJs come up here, they can pick from the shelves. They've seen it reviewed. Oh, and Mike Rutz is the local music director. They can pick from the shelves and just so that you're listening to the very finest music that's out there, new compilations, all sorts of great stuff. So glad to be here. Please donate now. You can call the station at 804-622-9747. And the trend, from what I understand from the week, from the daily updates from the fund drive, the trend is that we're getting more and more donations online, which makes sense because we have more and more listeners that listen online. So you can also listen at you can also donate at www.wrir.org, or once again by calling in at 804-622-9747, or by stopping in the studio. And I know that Janet just went out, Galaxy Girl just went out to get some donuts. So if you come by this morning, feel free to have one while you're here.
Yeah, that's right. Free breakfast and jazz. All right, let's see. Coming up next, we have a little West Coast jazz today. Here is the Lou Mecca Quartet with Stan's Invention. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Walter Wanderley there with the song of the Jet. Before that, we heard the Metronome All-Stars with a really old recording of Local 802 Blues. Before that was Milt Jackson with kind of a bossa nova tune that was Bossa Bags, and Tal Farlow with the track Night and Day. And I'm going to toss it over to Scott here. Give a word about the fund drive.
I'm doing my part to help the station raise the $40,000 that we're trying to raise during this fund drive. And what's kind of cool is that there's a lot to talk about when you talk about WRIR. It's a heck of a success story. And so on these breaks, when you have to figure out, like, what am I going to say about the station? It's easy to do because there's so many great stories. I mean, it's but one of the stories I like is that, you know, talking about what it means to be a community radio station. Well, I think what it means to be a community radio station is having the voices of the community on the station. And so DJs and board ops and, you know, are all people like that, you know, live and work in Richmond. And some of the folks that are up here, you know, came to the station originally with no experience at all. They'd never worked at a radio station before. They'd never been a DJ. They had never done a lot of things. But like a lot of volunteer organizations, you gain that experience when you start volunteering, and then, you know, you gain more experience, and then you gain some confidence, and the next thing you know, you're DJing a show. And but what everybody had in common was, you know, they were frustrated with what the landscape looked like out there without WRIR. So they got involved because they realized, hey, radio could be better. The community could take back the radio. We could have a place for underrepresented news, talk, and music, and that this was the home for that. But there's all sorts of people that volunteer here. I mean, from retirees that might do board ops to the kids that do the community calendar. And I like talking about community calendar because my daughter has been doing community calendar here for the last 4 years. And it's a great group of revolving group of kids that each week records the community calendar that you get to listen to twice a day all week long that tells you what's going on in town. So those are the things that I like to talk about on these breaks. And anything that we can do to help you dig into your pocketbook right now and either go online to www.wrir.org or call the station at 804-622-9747. We're trying to reach that $40,000 goal. And I think the three of us right here, we need to come up with a goal for the show. So what time is it?
I think we can hit 40,000 today.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Let's get a goal for the show by 11 o'clock. I think let's try to raise $250 at least.
Sure.
What do you think?
$250.
Yeah, let's do it. Do it.
All right. So that's our goal. So help us out here. There's three of us up here. So we're each good for each. We have to each do like 83-33. To get to 250, right?
That was okay. Quick math.
Yeah, kids, go into your mom's pocketbook and
all right, Soupy.
Look for a picture. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, WRIR wishes to thank founding underwriter the Richmond Jazz Society for its continued support. For more than 34 years, the Richmond Jazz Society has been presenting concerts, workshops, and lectures, as well as providing technical assistance in order to promote the advancement of jazz as an American art form. To learn more about the Richmond Jazz Society and jazz in Virginia and see a calendar of events, including RJS Monthly Guest Educator Series, you may visit www.vajazz.org. And then you can also groove to an eclectic mix of jazz ensembles every Thursday, 8 to 9 p.m. at VMFA's Best Cafe. The Jazz Cafe is presented to the public by the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts in conjunction with the Richmond Jazz Society, free of charge. Light fare and beverages are available for sale. And coming up this Thursday is going to be the Lance Dickerson Music Group, hot bebop and contemporary jazz favorites with pianist Lance Dickerson, Carl Lester L. on bass, Devon Harris on drums, and high-powered vocalist Michelle Lovett.
What do we got coming up next, Woody?
Okay, we're going to do a little bit of Rahsaan Roland Kirk and Brother Jack McDuff.
Sounds good. The top
Thank you. Thank you.
listening to Sunday Morning Jazz on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond. Okay, that was Ken McIntyre with Eric Dolphy doing Head Shaking. And before that was John Faddis, Little Jazz. And we opened up this set with Fairweather by Chet Baker. And so you're listening to the Sunday Morning Jazz Show with Woody and Ahmad. And we're in the midst of our fall fun drive. So
yes, indeed. And so
donate.
So on these breaks, you know, we're... we got to talk about something about the station. And as I said on the last break, that's easy to do. There's lots of cool things to talk about. But one of the things that's really neat, I think, about the station is the fact that it's all volunteer. There's no one that's paid that's worked here, that works here. So what's really cool about that is when you donate, you know, the way like a Forbes magazine or a Fortune magazine, they rate charities. And one of the ways they rate these charities is they kind of follow the money, like how much of the money that you donate actually drops to the charity. And a good charity, like a really good charity, I mean somewhere like, you know, maybe 60 or 70 cents of a dollar actually makes it to the research. And a bad charity, it could be as low as, you know, maybe less than half of the money that you donate actually goes to what you think you're donating to. Well, what's really cool about WRIR is every dollar that you donate goes to the reason that we're here raising the money in the first place. There's no salaries. There's no red tape. There's no bureaucracy, right? I mean, so when you donate money, it goes to keep the lights on. It goes to pay for the programming. It goes to all the things that keep the station on the air, and none of the BS. And I think that's a really cool thing, so that you can feel confident that when you donate $50 to get a T-shirt, or when you donate $100 and get the T-shirt and the live from WRIR Volume 2, or when you donate $200 and also get the gift certificate, you, all that money that you donate is going to the mission of the station, which is to represent underrepresented music, views, and talk. And so we will gladly accept your donation, and you can feel good knowing that every dollar of it went to the mission of this station. And so we'd love you to donate now. You can do it online at www.wrir.org, or you can call on the station now. There's some volunteers manning their phones, 804-622-9747. And the smile that you bring to our faces, that's free. I mean, so that doesn't cost you anything.
But the donuts are free.
There's donuts. There's donuts here. So if you want to stop by the station and get a donut and meet some of the folks, you can meet the two DJs, Woody and Ahmad, that are here now, and they're volunteers. The DJs that come on next are volunteers. The DJs that are on in the middle of the night, they're volunteers. And
donate
come on
for
in.
Donuts.
Yeah, donate for donuts. And I want to just give one more shout out that during this fun drive, there'll be 15 different live local bands that will be playing in the studio. So you might want, if you're thinking about scheduling when you're going to come by, that's always a great time to come by when there's live music in the studio. And that's a real happening. There'll be tons of people hanging around, and you can see some free live music.
Yeah,
next Sunday, Randall Farr is going to be here, and he's going to have Brian Jones on drums with him, and he's going to have Victor Haskins playing trumpet and Marcus Tenney on sax. And
is that during your show?
Yeah, that's going to be next week during this show. And he's going to have John Wynn on sax and hopefully doing a little bit of vocals as well. And John Wynn is going to be bringing a group to St. James Episcopal Church this Sunday evening with the Jazz Mast, which is going to be held in Valentine Hall at the Meshaw House on the corner of Birch and West Franklin Streets at 5 p.m., and
is Roger Carroll part of that jazz?
Well, Roger actually played last week, I think.
Okay, okay.
This week it's going to be John Wynn on sax, Trey Pollard on guitar, Randall Farr again on bass, Brian Caputo on drums, and you'll get a chance to come and hear some great jazz in a Eucharistic setting there at St. James Episcopal Church on West Franklin Street.
Nice.
And I think there's a list of all the live bands that are playing this week in the studio on our website.
Check it out. Plan your visit, maybe around some live music. And I'll give a shout-out for my show tomorrow night from 11 to 1, the Man in the Gray Flannel Suit Show. We'll have Paulo Franco live in the studio. So listen in. And donate now.
And let's see. That website is WRIR.org. And what's the phone number?
804-622-9747, and there are folks here now to take your call and your donation.
Perfect. All right, coming up next. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Here's a little promo for our Monster Masquerade. Masquerade.
How does one celebrate Halloween before the 31st? With WRIR's 6th Annual Monster Masquerade on October 25th at the Camel, of course. With ghoulish delight, we present to you the amazing sounds of Those Manic Seas, Mirror Kisses, Six Track Amateur, as well as the one and only Shangri-Lords. And that's not even it. WIR DJs Melissa and Cece will keep you dancing between bands while you prepare yourself for our best costume and mask contest. For a $5 to $10 donation, you get all this and more. October 25th, The Camel, WIR 6th Annual Monster Masquerade. You won't want to miss this.
30 seconds? What? I only got 30 seconds? Okay. This is DJ Greybeard here at WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I'm the host of The Other Black Music. Every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m., I bring you music ignored by other Richmond radio stations. Zydeco, funk, rock, jazz, blues, all kinds of wonderful black music you don't get to hear anywhere else but here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM. Thank you.
Thank you.
Support for WRIR is provided by TV Jerry, who has been producing creative media since 1989. TVJerry.com is also the home of Sifter, a new highly opinionated and sometimes snarky guide featuring previews, reviews, and profiles, many on video. TV Jerry and his contributors will cover movies, theater, art, music, food, style, and more at TVJerry.com.
All right, this is the Sunday Morning Jazz Show. That last track was Charles Mingus, Purple Heart from the album Jazz Composers Workshop, 1955. Before that, we heard Ray Brown, Monty Alexander, and Russell Malone with Django. Stefan Grappelli with a little French jazz there, The Nearness of You. And at the top of the set, we heard another track by Tal Farlow, How Long Has This Been Going On? And we've got another half hour left, excuse me, of the Sunday Morning Jazz Show. But don't go anywhere. There is two more hours of jazz after that with Bebop and Beyond with Mr. Jazz.
All right. So we're in the middle of the fun drive. Haberdasher here, and Ahmad had to hunt me down. I was visiting with another WRIR volunteer, Wendy Shannon, who is manning the phones right now, and she also does board hopping. And Wendy and I have a connection because our daughters together do community calendar and have done so together for like 3 or 4 years. And her older daughter, Rachel, was doing it, and she graduated from high school and is now up at UVA. But her younger daughter, Skye and Caroline, are still doing the community calendar together. So it's nice to have that connection with another volunteer. But selfishly, I'm gonna say one of the reasons that I love WRIR is it adds to my hip quotient. You know, you get old, you become a dad, you're a working stiff and a husband, and you kind of lose your own hip identity. You know, so my 2 hours that I get to be the man in the gray flannel suit show and the haberdasher are really fun for me. I mean, for me, I love the station, and I get more from it than I give to it. Sure, I'm a volunteer, but I just love doing my show. I love being on the air. I love playing music for people. I love wearing my WRIR t-shirt around town and having people ask me about it. I say, what's that all about? And I say, oh, it's this really cool community station. And I describe to them this community up here, and I tell them about it. And people are always interested to hear about it. And then I love hearing back from them that they tuned into my show, or they tuned into another show, and they think the station's really cool, or they compliment the t-shirt, or they just compliment the fact that, you know, you're involved in a, you know, you're volunteering and doing something. So it's just a great community, and selfishly I love doing my show, and I know that most of the volunteers up here, I know that Woody and Ahmad obviously love doing their show. They're here at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning. And guess what? You know, you don't come in cold and do a show like these guys are doing. I mean, they've been thinking about this show all week long. They've burned some CDs. They've listened to tracks. They've communicated with each other. You know, your volunteer DJ, and gosh, that is not even talking about the people that produce locally produced talk shows, but your volunteer DJs, it's not just a two-hour thing. I mean, it's you know, there's a lot of work that goes into the DJs putting these shows together, and I applaud them. And these two guys, you know, to be ready to go at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. And how about the guys that come in? I'm on from 11 to 1, but how about Charlie from Creepy Side of Love that comes in and does his show from 1 to 3 on Monday night? Go, all Charlie.
Right. Yeah, man.
We've so, got Rostov's to thank for that coffee.
Yeah, the coffee. Anyway, thanks, guys, for listening. Thanks for donating. And please donate more at www.wrir.org. Or you can call into the station, 804-622-9747. We need to raise $40,000 between now and October 29th. And thanks for listening.
Okay, and we're back to a little bit more of your Sunday morning jazz here, Moods and Free Time with Booker Little and his quintet featuring Max Roach. Thank you.
Thank you.
WRIR wishes to thank founding underwriter of the Richmond Jazz Society for its continued support. For more than 34 years, the Richmond Jazz Society has been presenting concerts, workshops, and lectures, as well as providing technical assistance in order to promote the advancement of jazz as an American art form. To learn more about the Richmond Jazz Society and jazz in Virginia and see a calendar of events, including RGS Monthly Guest Educator Series, you may visit www.vajazz.org.
All right, that last track was Johnny Griffin with Smokestack. And we have a couple minutes left in the hour here. Mr. Jazz is in the studio for another 2 hours of bebop and beyond.